Something that maybe you used to associate with people, maybe over the age of about 75, sat in a rocking chair, creating something for their new great-grandchild. Tonight we're talking about knitting, something which has been changing over the past decade so that it is now becoming something very popular with people in their 20s, 30s and 40s. The Knitting and Stitching Show arrives in Harrogate this week from Thursday the 22nd until Sunday the 25th of November. And knitting itself has had a huge impact on many people's health and well-being, with particular focus on mental health, something which we are going to be talking about tonight. So I would like to introduce from the Knitting and Stitching Show, Anna Baptiste. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
We are very, very excited to have the show in Harrogate this weekend. I know it gets a lot of visitors. Tell me a little bit about the changes in knitting then, the sort of trend of who is doing it and the reasons that people are knitting for.
Well, we've seen a definite shift in terms of age group. So as you said yourself, a few years back it was associated with an old lady and with your granny. I think now there are a lot more young people picking it up, both knitting, crochet and a lot of other crafts such as sewing and dressmaking. Knitting, I suppose, has just seen a bit of a perception change, probably because in the digital age when we're all fixed on our screens, it's a really nice alternative that helps us to de-stress and sort of break away from some of the anxieties of modern life.
I know that that's a particular focus of yours, actually, the health benefits of not just knitting, but the all sort of similar crafts associated with it. Now, you have a couple of particular focuses on mental health at the show in Harrogate this weekend.
We do, yeah. So one of the key reasons to visit are the galleries. So we have exhibitions from leading artists from all over the country and often the world. And this week we are showcasing, among others, an installation from Karen Garfin, which focuses on eating disorders. A very interesting kind of subject and quite a difficult one to tackle, and her work does so in a really sensitive way that is very different to, in my opinion, how these things are often tackled. So it's a really emotive exhibition where you often see people coming out in tears. And our other exhibition is regarding dementia. So Jenny Dutton has done a timeline of her mother's suffering with dementia, which again is very emotive and just very insightful of the subject, really.
And what else can people get up to while they are coming to visit the show? Because I think is there a little bit of sort of try before you buy? Maybe if people haven't had a go at knitting, can they have a little go? Or if maybe they are experts and they want to challenge themselves with something new?
Absolutely. There's shopping, which is a main reason for people to visit, but we also have hundreds of workshops on offer. A lot of the stall holders actually do demonstrate, so you can try before you buy. We also have a mindfulness hangout this year, which is part of our focus on the mental health benefits and general health benefits of crafting. This area will just be a nice place to go and have some tranquility away from the sort of hustle and bustle of the show floor, somewhere where people can kind of do some stitching or knitting and just enjoy the peace and quiet and relaxation that that offers. You know, we've done some research and found that something like 60% of Yorkshire crafters say that knitting and sewing relieve their stress. You know, one in four saying that their hobby helps them deal with anxiety and depression. It is just a really lovely alternative, as you say, from all of the stresses and strains of life, especially in the modern age when everything's at a sort of at such a fast pace.
And I think this time of year is a really good time as well, because the weather's not quite so warm, so you need to have some indoor activities. You know, you can't be sitting out in your garden at 6 p.m. anymore, can you? So this is a good time for people to maybe try something new, pick up a new skill, or just develop on the ones that they already have. A huge thank you to Anna there from the Knitting and Stitching Show, which comes to Harrogate this weekend from Thursday the 22nd until Sunday the 25th of November at the Harrogate Convention Centre. You can get tickets online right now. In fact, you get a special early bird rate if you book before Wednesday at midnight online at theknittingandstitchingshow.com/Harrogate. The show opens every day at 10 in the morning, and on Thursday there's a special late night opening until 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday it's open till 5:30, and Sunday closes at 5 p.m. Enjoy yourself if you're going along, and if you'd like to find out more about the mental health and well-being benefits of things like knitting and stitching, you can find out more details online at Stray FM's website right now.